As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, underneath the clouds, I guess. Anyway, it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, February the 17th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, or at least news. Hard facts, that's for sure, and workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time that you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. Wow. Where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of broadcast. You can always call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Or you can call in from toll free from around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. You can also log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in your chat room discussions. Or you can send me an email at bvlhose@centurytel.net. Lots of ways to skin that cat. For those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations, kind of interesting weather shaping up out there. The trees are rocking and rolling. What's going on in the old globosphere? Anyway, for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. One thing you never do is turn your back on the weather in Missouri. You keep your eyes peeled and look outside on a regular basis. I've got skylights right over my head. If the sky ever runs pea green, you know you're going to have to run for cover because this is Tornado Alley. Anyway, a big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, Liberty Radio streaming us live over Facebook. Wow. Talk about technological advancements, man. It used to be just shortwave and you paid through the nose for it. Well, thanks all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals chart higher. Crude oil and the U.S. dollar steady. We'll get into that in our market report. Federal budget profiteers still squabbling over pennies as the dollars pour over the dam. The Deutsche Börse AG merger, we'll talk about that a little bit more today. Legal challenges, papal knights, royal orders, etc. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $6.30 at $1,381.90. Yeah, baby, crossing that 1380 mark one more time. Silver up 14 cents at $30.82 an ounce. And if that's not good news, then there is no good news to be had. Platinum up $2 at $18.31. Palladium off $3 at $836 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Pretty good sized band shaping up in there. $1,375.50 for a low, $1,384.10 for a high, but at $1,381.90, your gold is up year to year $275.10 an ounce for a 24.86% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,377. It's been trading above that for a while this morning. The SPDR gold share is virtually unchanged overnight at 1,224.01 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest valued on the street at $54 billion. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, welcome back to our Thursday, February the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as they say with the big radio voices. Anyway, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, about 1 hour ago. Found gold trading up $6.30 an ounce at $1,381.90 a troy ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $30.82 an ounce. Platinum up $2 at $18.31. And palladium off $3 at $836 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 62 at 12,288. The NASDAQ closed up 21 at 28,26. The S&P 500 up 8, closing out at 13,36. Crude oil this morning up a penny at $84.98 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas crude, delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. 42-gallon barrel of crude, $84.98. You do the math. That's why it's over $3 at the pump. The U.S. dollar index this morning unchanged at 78.26. Minor changes happening in the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie this morning at $1.01. The Mexican peso pegged permanently under Carlos Slim's left foot at 8 cents a pop. The euro, $1.36. The British pound, $1.61. And the Swiss franc, $1.05. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield at 0.79, pulling back from that 0.83 and 8.4 that it's been at for the last 5 to 10 days. The 10-year yield is at 3.58. These are the U.S. Treasuries, our bonded indebtedness. The 30-year yield is at 4.66. So I guess if you're buying our debt, and you're buying it for 30 years, you get 4.66% return on your interest compounded, and that's what's made the Rothschilds so rich, right? Anyway, the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.02% a month ago to 4.25% this morning. These are the fixed-rate 15-year mortgages, the most desirable mortgage on the planet, in my opinion. The 30-year moves up from 4.74% to 4.96%. Solidifying that 5% interest rate for 30-year mortgages in the fixed-rate market. And the prime rate this morning stands at 3.25% and holding. The gold-to-silver ratio, 44.84 ounces of silver. I'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. In the economy calendar this morning, a little bit of action happening. Pretty long list of stuff going down. Yesterday, they had the industrial production come out, and the EIA petroleum status report came out after our broadcast started. In the afternoon, they released the FOMC meeting minutes, but there was nothing new in there. So this morning, we've got the Consumer Price Index. We'll talk about it in a moment. Jobless claims, the leading indicators this afternoon. Philadelphia Fed will talk. EIA natural gas report will be out, and so much more. So let's go into that and take a look at what's happening today. And this, the Consumer Price Index, all right? So you go out, and you go to take your checkbook, and you drive into town, and you're going to have to buy something. Well, what's happening with the consumer prices? Here they go. Headline, CPI inflation, again, off the Econoday website. Headline, CPI inflation, consumer price index inflation continues its trend of outpacing core inflation, largely on strong gains in energy costs, but with food price hikes also contributing. So as we say here every morning, looking at the economic news, your gasoline, your diesel, your heating oil, the natural gas and other things that are used to create electricity where you are is going up. Food prices going up. Everything else in the toilet. The CPI in January increased 0.4% following a 0.4% jump in December. You can see the train. It's going up and up and up. And yet it doesn't take long. You know, you start adding up a half a percent here and a half a percent there. Before long, you're talking about real money. The consensus called for a 0.3% gain in January, excluding food and energy. The CPI inflation in January posted at a 0.2% rise compared to December's increase of 0.1% and exceeding expectations for a 0.1% gain. All right, so they were looking for a consensus of 0.3%. They got the top of the range at 0.4%. By major components, energy increased 2.1% after jumping 4% in December. Add these together, that's 6.1% in 2 months. Gasoline rose 3.5% after spiking 6.7% the previous month. Add the two together, you're over, what, 10%? Food price inflation picked up the pace to 0.5% from 0.1% in December. Hikes in energy, commodities, and food accounted for over two-thirds of all the items increasing in prices. All right, this is real-world stuff here, even if the numbers are a little bit fuzzy. The firming in the core rate was led by a 1% jump in apparel. Well, yeah, higher the price of cotton, the higher the price of your, you know, fruit of the looms are going to be, and a 2.2% boost in airline fares drive the price of airlines up. Get more TSA people out there, and the airlines will soon collapse. Medical care commodities gained 0.5%. Always got to throw in medical care there and big pharma. On the more moderate side, the shelter index rose 0.1%. That's right. It's cheaper and cheaper in America to sleep in a culvert every single night. That's right. Going down with the rent index increasing 0.2%. And the index for owners' equivalent rent rising 0.1%. Ain't nobody that's renting property these days interested in increasing the rent, because if you increase the rent and you lose your renter, you're really in trouble. Tugging down were declines in new vehicles, used cars and trucks, and medical care services. Year on year, the overall consumer price index inflation increased to 1.7%. My eye. Seasonally adjusted. I don't know what they use, salt and pepper, paprika, you know, a little bit of tarragon or something. Anyway, from 1.4% in December, the core rate increased 0.9% from 0.6% on a year-ago basis, blah, 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 blah. Overall, they say today's report shows a firming in inflation pressure, and points to upward pressure on interest rates, affirming in inflation pressure. And of course, that's exactly what the Bernanke wants to see. Highlights, again, here, now we're looking at the jobless claims. These are all the people with the hat in the hand standing in the line. Jobless claims are not pointing to underlying payroll growth. Jobless claims are not pointing to underlying payroll growth. That's the way to say it, I guess. It's a good way to start. Initial claims rose a steep 25,000 in the February 12th week to 410,000 people. I'm one of these days, we just turn the light off. We'll have the best news ever. We'll only have one person applying for unemployment, and it'll be the last job in America lost. The prior week was revised 2,000 higher. The 385,000. Of course, you saw last week, you know, the talking heads all got excited because the unemployment level came in real low and everybody was happy. Well, that didn't last long. They sharpened their pencil and looked at the rest of the pages and found another 2,000 to add to the list. One of only 2 weeks this recovery that claims have been under 400,000. Notice the way that they say this. One of the only 2 weeks this recovery. It's like the Fed, the Bernanke, yeah, the quantitative easing, and the recovery. This is the recovery. Anyway, that have been under 400,000. The four-week average rose 1,750 in the latest week to 417,750 to show no significant change. Ain't no change, baby. We're all unemployed here.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, I'm sure we'd like to tell the Democrats something, but this is what the Senate Democrats told to embrace the U.S. spending cuts or risk a voter rebuff. I'm going to rebuff the Democrats, shine them up a little bit. Julie Hirschfield Davis writing this for Bloomberg. Democratic senators gathered at a Virginia resort last week to plot political strategy, got alarming news from a trusted pollster. Republicans are winning the debate over dealing with the budget deficit. Can you believe that nonsense, folks? That's the way the article starts out here. There's a Senator Chris Coons said the Americans are looking for leadership, and this is an opportunity for the Democrats to show that we're serious. You talk about a guy that needs a new hairdo. The Democrats learned that while the public's top concern is improving the economy, more voters view cutting spending rather than investing as the best way to do so. You know, you've all heard about Barry the Usurper's plan. He's going to increase the debt while investing, right? Well, people aren't buying it. These views, that's spending your way to prosperity, by the way. That's the Keynesian school of economics that he's very deeply steeped in. These views were pronounced by among independents who support Democrats will need in 2012 to hold the Senate. My God, the insanity in this country just never ceases to amaze me. The data presented to senators at their retreat. They went to a retreat. They didn't retreat far enough. Maybe they should have gone to Moscow. The data presented to Democratic senators at their retreat by Geoff Guerin, G-A-R-I-N. I don't imagine he's Irish. President of Peter D. Hart Research and Associates, obtained by Bloomberg News, highlight a dilemma for Obama. And the Democrats, in the showdown with Republicans over federal spending, they must find a way to show the public they're willing to cut, and they're divided over how to go. You might go up on GovTrack yourself and take a look and check out your favorite congressman and see what they've been voting on. I went up and looked at Billy Long's voting record last night. Billy Long is the new fella. He's the non-politician that the 7th District sent to Congress to replace Roy. Good old Roy Blunt. Yeah, right. Anyway, so we got Billy Long, and he's in there just pressing yes on everything. I guess we didn't get much of a change there. But anyway, you'd be amazed at how many, this H.R. 1, you'd be amazed at how many amendments they've been voting on. All right? Everybody is cutting a little here and getting a little there. All the graft and the greed and the corruption, it's running rampant. The data presented to Democratic senators at their retreat, again, said they must find a way to show the public they're willing to cut, and they're divided over how far to go. The message for Democrats, Guerin said in an interview, is that their dispute with the Republicans, quote, can't be framed as a debate between dealing with the deficit and not dealing with the deficit, quote. Democrats, quote, have to make sure that this is posed in terms of the right way and the wrong way. There's my way, and there's the highway. Anyway, to reduce the deficit in a way that won't harm the economy, he said. Tough job for the Democrats, tough job for the Republicans, too. They've been handed a dirty stick, and there's no way out of this one. Senate Democrats yesterday back the usurper's call for a 5-year freeze on domestic spending. Don't have to worry about that too much. It's going to be a 5-year freeze on domestic spending. Might be 5 years at least before the next guy earns a nickel. Anyway, controlled by Congress just before visiting the White House to huddle. Aren't you sick of this kind of phraseology, folks? They're going to huddle with the usurper on budget strategy. Huddle. Get this sport crap out of our minds anyway. They called the freeze part of an agenda for creating jobs and placing the country on firmer fiscal footing. Not a bunch of boneheads. Here's a quote. I think we have to go beyond Obama's budget proposal in seeking ways to decrease the deficit, said Senator Chris Sakoon, a Delaware Democrat. He said, quote, he's cautiously optimistic, close quote, about prospects for a bipartisan agreement on overhauling federal entitlement programs such as Medicare and the tax code. You're not going to do anything about military spending. We'll find that out in a moment. But continuing, Americans, here's another quote from Mr. Chris Coons. Americans are looking for leadership, and this is an opportunity for Democrats to show that we're serious. My God. And my favorite, Senator Claire McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat that really needs to be thrown out on her ear, facing re-election next year, not in Missouri, Claire, said it's difficult to agree on spending reductions because each program has a loyal following. That's her problem. She's got so many strings on her fingers and hooks in her jaw that you can't even recognize her. Cutting is essential, and the public wants us to cut, but once you get into the details, that's when it gets to be a little stickier, McCaskill said, looking at her stock portfolio. Talk about a whore. That's one for sure. She's on my list for going away. The U.S. House, another article off Bloomberg, this one by Brian Fahler. U.S. House presses to complete work on budget-cutting measures. That's what they're talking about. That's all they're talking about. The U.S. House could complete work as soon as today on a bill to cut the federal budget by at least $61 billion. New news. $61 billion. That's only a few trillion too short. As lawmakers work their way through hundreds of proposed amendments, and they are hundreds, 400 proposed amendments to the plan. Of course, they won't get all of those amendments voted on. But the chamber voted yesterday, 233 to 198, to kill an alternative engine program for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. We've been talking about that. That pissed off John Boehner, but made everybody else happy. Anyway, more than half of the chamber's 87 freshmen voted for the amendment that deleted the $450 million set aside for the engine program. And they've been feeing money away on that for a long time. Boehner argued the program would produce savings for the government over time. His district is near a plant that would be threatened with job losses if the program were defunded. I mean, someplace we're going to have to either fish or cut bait, folks. You might lose jobs on a failed governmental program, but if it's a failed governmental program, those jobs were never legitimate in the first place. Continuing, Michael Steele, a Boehner spokesman, declined to comment on the vote other than to refer to the speaker's comments earlier this week when he said, let's have a policy debate out in the open on the House floor and let the House work its will. Work its will. Work its will. Not my will, but thy will be done. But in this case, it's their will being done. The House is considering more than 500 amendments from lawmakers, taking advantage of the Boehner's promise to allow a free debate on the budget-cutting proposal introduced by Republican leaders last week. Lawmakers probably won't vote on most of the amendments. Well, that's what you get when you get government. The Fed tells the U.S. banks to test capital for recession scenario. Wow. This is a really uplifting article by Craig Torres and Hugh Song. The Federal Reserve ordered 19 largest U.S. banks to test their capital levels against a scenario of renewed recession with unemployment rising above 11%. Renewed recession. We're going to have another recession on top of the one we're already in? I guess so. With unemployment rising above 11%. Maybe they've been over visiting with John Williams, taking a look at the Shadow Stats website. The banks stress tested the performance of their loans, securities, earnings, and capital against at least three possible economic outcomes. I tell you all the time, these guys are wargaming continuously, all right? That's what they're doing here. As part of a broader capital planning exercise. Oh, my. Well, we'll be back.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're getting you looking at this this crazy article off of Bloomberg. Fed tells the U.S. bank to test capital for a recession scenario. God, help us anyway. All right. The bank stress tested the performance of their loans, securities, earnings, and capital against at least three possible economic outcomes as part of a broader capital planning exercise. The banks, including some seeking to increase dividend cuts during the financial crisis, submitted their plans last month. The Fed will finish its review in March. Quote, they're essentially saying, before you start returning capital to the shareholders, let's make sure the bank's capital bases are strong enough to withstand a double dip scenario. Double dip recession. You don't want to see the banks come crawling back to the people for help later. Wow. Well, that's the banking, all right. Gates warns of serious disruptions if military budget passage is delayed. And it sounds like the tune that Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, Bernanke gave them and they didn't, you know, bail out the banks. Same thing, all right. Always threatening. This by Tony Capesio, New News, Bloomberg. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates warned Congress today that delays in passing this year's military budget will cause serious disruptions. Yeah, that's what we want, Robbie. That's what we want. Serious disruptions in the global empire. All right. Gates also repeated his opposition to continued funding of a spare engine, blah, 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 if that doesn't make it into every article this week. Gates, in his fifth and final round of defense budget hearings in Washington, warned that pending stopgap spending legislation for fiscal 2011, which began on October the 1st, would, quote, damage procurement and research programs. Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to damage the procurement and research programs. That's right. Yeah, that gets my vote. Interim spending legislation, in effect through March 4th, projects a core Pentagon budget for the current year at about $526 billion, about $24 billion less than the Pentagon requested. All right? And the Congressers, with their 500 amendments, the best they've been able to do is poke a little bit at the corner of $61 billion. And they've got the elephant dancing, doing pirouettes on the parlor piano, with $526 billion being peed away on this ridiculous imperialism of Western aggrandizement known as our military, our foreign policy. Gates told the House Armed Services Committee the stopgap legislation, if extended for the full year, would fall heavily on operations and maintenance accounts, but also weapons buying and research. Right? Unbelievable. Right? It would damage procurement and research programs, causing delays, rising costs, no new program starts, and serious disruptions in production of some of our most high-demand assets, like Israel. No, such as drones, he said. A high-demand asset, such as drones, he said. The Pentagon is requesting $671 billion for fiscal 2012. Can you imagine what it'd be like in the United States of America just 5 short years away if we were to just take that one time, $671 billion, and put it to work in this country doing something other than building armaments and attacking people who've never attacked us? Iraq and Afghanistan? The new request includes $553 billion in core Department of Defense spending, including weapons procurement, and $117.8 billion in military spending in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the story just goes on. It just gets stupider and stupider and stupider. U.S. economy, production increases, housing stagnates. Shabana Chandra and Alex Kowalski writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Production at U.S. factories climbed in January for a fifth consecutive month, while builders began work on fewer single-family homes, showing the expansion remains driven by manufacturing as housing stagnates. Not at all a good sign. As we mentioned yesterday, talking about the production in this country, you can continue to turn out widgets by the pile full. You can fill your warehouses with widgets. But unless you got a customer that's got some shekels in their pockets to buy your widgets, you're working your way into bankruptcy. Manufacturing output, I mean, just go ask Borders books, you know. Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Even the big bookstores are going out of business. People are tired of reading fiction. Manufacturing output increased 0.3%. You had a bump like that, you wouldn't even tell your broker, would you? Stocks climbed as business investment in new equipment and improving global sales lead to better than expected earnings at manufacturers like Dell Computers. All right? Improving global sales. And then the Chinese sit down and they, you know, reverse engineer everything, including the software, and they turn right back around and sell it to us. By contrast, builders are contending with a surfeit of unsold properties as unemployment hovers around 9% and foreclosures continue to mount. Wow. Manufacturing has been an all-important contributor to growth, and it'll get even stronger. I can tell you, they're knocking the burgers out at Burger King like you wouldn't believe. Went by the other day. They had an assembly line going on. Given the still huge glut of housing inventories, new home building is unlikely to contribute to the economy in any meaningful way this year. Let's see, this is January, February, middle of February. Housing is going to have no meaningful contribution to the economy for the other, 10.5 months? That's not good news. Standard & Poor 500 index rose 0.6%. So what? Unexpected drop? Economists had forecast a 0.5% gain in overall production, according to the median estimate of 80 economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Projections ranged from a drop of 0.5% to an increase of 0.9%, and they didn't get it. Oh, well. Mining production, which includes oil drilling, decreased 0.7% last month. We're not drilling any oil. We're not refining any oil. And we still continue to be strapped over the barrel, paying these high prices at the gas pump, choking this country to death. I mean, that's the way that the Muslims apparently want to take down this country, is just starve us for oil, according to Avi Lifkin, Israeli Likud fellow. Heard him giving a broadcast last night. The New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, is sued over the Deutsche Börse takeover. Been talking about this story. Kind of important. The New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, the parent of the New York Stock Exchange, was sued by shareholders seeking to block its planned $9.53 billion sale to Deutsche Börse AG, a deal that would create the world's largest owner of equities and derivatives markets. That's pause for cause. The all-stock transaction is grossly inadequate. The all-stock transaction. Now, you didn't get that in the news, you know. You're really not even going to get it here in this article. But we'll go over and visit on the Deutsche Börse website in a moment, find out a little bit more about this. But it's an all-stock transaction here, and it's in a lawsuit. It's grossly inadequate and resulted from a flawed process. Lawyers for the shareholder Samuel T. Cohen, he's definitely a Bulgarian, right, said in a complaint made public today in Delaware Chancery Court in Wilmington. Samuel T. Cohen. C-O-H-E-N, like Cohenim, without the eem. Anyway, the proposed sale values the New York Stock Exchange at less than targets in similar deals, such as London Stock Exchange Group PLC's purchase of Canada's TMX Group, Inc., according to the lawsuit. I'm telling you, there's a big change happening here. All right. London Stock Exchange Group buying up Canada's TMX Group. Deutsche Börse AG buying up the New York Stock Exchange. I guess some people don't really seem to be affected by this. There appears to have been no sales process, and the proposed transaction did not emerge from an auction, Cohen's lawyers said in the complaint. There's no sales process. This merger is being done in the back room, folks. A board that provides a would-be acquirer with an exclusive opportunity to bid on a company and fails to conduct a market check does not act in the interest of the shareholders. Read Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. This has been going on since the first stock exchange in this country. What a scam.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
To get back to this article about the New York Stock Exchange Euronext merging with the Deutsche Börse AG, investors, I found a little bit more here, investors said in another lawsuit filed today in New York Supreme Court, the sale will result in the New York Stock Exchange shareholders owning 40% of the acquired company, with the remaining 60% held by the Deutsche Börse AG. The sale offers no meaningful premium to the New York Stock Exchange public shareholders and will result in a loss of control of the company and its prospects, according to the complaint. And you'll have to look up at the next website we'll talk about in a moment to find out more about that. But it seems to be true. It certainly did to me. I'm no Sharpie on all of this stuff, but it didn't look like an equitable deal going down. Ray Pacheglia, or Pelakia, a spokesman for the New York-based New York Stock Exchange Euronext, had no immediate comment on the Delaware complaint. Well, I don't even know why they put that in there. Who cares? Maybe Ray paid him something extra to get his name in the news. Under the deal announced yesterday, Deutsche Börse, which runs the Eurex Futures Platform, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, I'm talking about that a little bit lately, is swapping one share of its own stock for one share in the company, while every New York Stock Exchange Euronext share will be converted into a 0.47 share, the company said. So when the merger is done, the people that are invested right now in the Deutsche Börse, they'll all get one share of stock in the new company, but people that are invested in New York Stock Exchange Euronext will get a half share, 0.47. And it's got people's shorts in a bunch, including this guy, Cohen, got a lawsuit running now. The transaction values the New York Stock Exchange Euronext at 8.3 times earnings before interest. 8.3 times earnings. That might be a little bold. Anyway, before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, and that compares with 9.35 times EBITDA, ITBA, I don't know what that means, for TMX, and 1835 for ASX, blah, blah, blah. And the Delaware case is Cohen versus New York Stock Exchange, Euronext. You can find out more about it. This is an interesting article. Don't get these too often, but anyway, we know about mists now, right? Mexico, Indonesia, Singapore, and Turkey. That's the new thing, the new acronym. We had BRIC, the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Now we're supposed to remember this new acronym, MIST, Mexico, Indonesia, Singapore, and Turkey. Well, a guy named Sheldon Adelson comes up in the news again this morning. Of course, Sheldon Adelson and his wife are very big supporters of Mr. Cantor and the Tea Party group and the no-name labels company or whatever they're trying to set up, and the Forbes people and everybody else behind Freedom Works and Dick Army, and, well, you get the idea. Adelson asked Singapore for more land as $6 billion resort runs out of room. Adelson's into money, your money. This article written by Katrina Nichols. Las Vegas Sands Corporation. I've shared about this guy in the past. All right. You can go up and look on the internet, go to Wikipedia and find out all about Sheldon Adelson. Las Vegas Sands Corporation, the world's biggest casino operator by market value, is asking Singapore, here one of the MIST countries, Singapore, for more land because it's running out of space. It's a $6 billion resort in the city-state. Wow. A patriotic fellow here. Within 12 to 18 months, we'll be rationing space, billionaire chief executive officer Sheldon Adelson said at a briefing in Singapore today. We need all the land we can get. We're burdened by our own success. Now, we're listening to Vicki Davis talking about this foreign trade zones and all. The Chinese, you know, are burdened by their own success. Now they need all the land they can get, and they're looking at Idaho and Missouri and Montana and other places. Las Vegas Sands, which tripled in market value in 2010 as it opened the Singapore Casino in April, expects a return on its investment from the Singapore Casino Resort in 4 years. That's pretty rapid, by the way. The Marina Bay Sands has thus far drawn 11 million visitors and filled 87% of its more than 2,500 hotel rooms this month. Now, if you want to go to Las Vegas, I don't know, maybe twice a month I get a telephone call from a solicitor. I mean, they're willing to even come by with a limo and haul me out there. Well, virtually. You know, free room, man. All the drinks you want, you know, sex slaves, breakfast every morning. Just bring some money and spend it in our casino, right? They're really trying to get people to come. But apparently that's not the problem in Singapore. Quote, this is their most profitable operation worldwide. 87% room filled in 2,500 hotel rooms this month alone. Kerry Wong, senior investment analyst at OCBC Investment Research, said in a phone interview, this is the most profitable operation worldwide. Quote, a lot of people probably underestimate the extent of the wealth circulating in Asia. This could be one reason why they are so keen to expand. Right? Las Vegas Sands rose 0.3% to close at 48.27 in New York trading yesterday and has gained 5% this year, in case you wanted to buy the stock. They always throw that in on Bloomberg, you know. 10 times. Las Vegas Sands wants whatever amount of land the government will put up for auction. How much more land? Well, Adelson said, how about 10 times? 10 times. They want whatever amount of land the government will put up for auction. I see a building, a city over there. Okay, Asian demand for casinos will be, quote unquote, unending. Unending. And Marina Bay Sands needs more space to hold meetings and conventions, said the casino magnate, who also has gambling prophecies in Macau and America. Adelson also said he's seriously looking, quote-unquote, seriously looking, at a mini Las Vegas strip in Europe, and that he's building a team for the project that will cost 10 billion euros to 15 billion euros and create 180,000 jobs, with Barcelona and Madrid as the most likely locations. I mean, I feel like I'm gambling when I buy bread at the grocery. I feel like I'm gambling if I buy fresh vegetables. You don't know what's been irradiated and where it was grown these days. But I guess there are people at the other end of this scale that have so blessed much money that they'll go to Singapore or Macau, and Europe, Madrid, and gamble. Anyway, what can I say? The company isn't seeking more casino space in Singapore, Adelson said. While it should have enough room for conventions for the next 2 to 3 years, he wants to double the space for such facilities. The Singapore integrated resort market is still in its infancy, and there is infinite potential to grow, said Aaron Fisher, a Hong Kong-based analyst at CLSA Limited. Quote, "We said last year Sheldon Adelson didn't have enough space for hotels or other non-gaming." Interesting article. Found this to be quite interesting. You know, they've got almost unlimited funds for political campaign contributions to both parties, and a third party if they want. They're basically buying the elections in this country, but don't tell anyone that. Anyway, continuing, it has 120,000 square meters or 1.3 million square feet of meeting and exhibition space in Southeast Asia's biggest ballroom, according to its website. Singapore's other casinos, the Genting Singapore PLC's $4.7 billion Resorts World Sentosa, which includes Southeast Asia's only Universal Studios theme park, opened in February last year. Wow. They're bringing lost wages in California to the Orient, right? Man, they love that sort of stuff over there. They're really into it, you know, gay costumes and stuff, sex slaves and that, you know, gambling. Inscrutable. You know, they calculate all the odds. They know every game inside and out. I'd hate to be a dealer. I'd hate to be a dealer dealing blackjack in Singapore. The Singapore Tourism Board predicts the two resorts will help the island nation lure 17 million visitors and triple annual tourism revenue to $30 billion by 2015. Tourism spending has jumped by 49% to $18.8 billion last year, as visitor arrivals jumped 20% to a record 11.6 million. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on our Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can always log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Lots of active chatters in there right now. Lots of stuff going on throughout this broadcast. You can call in at 866-841-1065. Sometimes I fail to give that number out anywhere near adequately. But anyway, back into our discussion. You know, the first hour of the broadcast, we look at the finances, we look at the news and stuff like that. Got a couple more articles here, just one or two to share, and then we'll go into something a little deeper. But we're looking at this guy, Sheldon Adelson. You know, most people don't even know who Sheldon Adelson is. You know, I had no clue. I heard Mike Piper talking about him one night on his broadcast, and then I went and did a little bit of browsing around, and sure enough, everything Mike said about him was true. You know, that just is amazing. Anyway, last night I was listening to another broadcast, and I heard a report from this guy named Avi. A real piece of work. Anyway, we won't get into Avi too much. But in this broadcast, this fellow Avi, an Israeli, who seems to spend about as much time in the United States as he does in Israel, but what else is new, right? Anyhow, he claims he's a preacher, and then he said he was acting as a rabbi in Pennsylvania for a while. Acting as a rabbi? A preacher? He goes around, he's trying to dialogue into consensus all the Christian churches into believing the scum lie that they preach. But anyway, very interesting stuff. One of the things he mentioned, however, was that Warren Buffett was, you know, had just spent like billions, dropped billions and billions buying properties over in Israel. And that with Gates, I guess it is, not sure. No, it's Intel. Intel, you know, like they say on your computer, it says Intel inside. No, they got Intel inside. Intel inside of Israel. Going gangbusters over there. I guess they had a huge, you know, 6.4% last quarter gross domestic product growing like crazy in Israel. Boy, there is, you know, they're doing fantastically. Of course, they're doing it on our money, but we're not supposed to talk about that either. But what's more interesting than that is that I guess Intel has a center in, I think it was Oregon. The fellow spoke all this rapidly. It was late at night. I think it warrants browsing it up on the internet and finding out. But apparently they've got a big outfit over in Oregon, Intel. And they're going to be bringing quite a large number, some 250 or more, Israelis over to take up residence over there and work for Intel on this new development program they've got, making lots of money. But this, back to Sheldon Adelson, billionaires behaving badly out of the chat room. Thank you, 10K. Ryan Goldberg writing, October the 21st of 2010. It's a little dated article. Not bad, though. Gives us the idea. The owner of Las Vegas Sands is relatively unknown in the U.S. In Israel, his name is said to inspire self-censorship. Man, you just don't want to talk about Sheldon, right? Sheldon Adelson, not long ago, the third richest American. Now, you could say, well, yeah, Rob, why isn't he the third richest American now? Well, maybe it's because he's moved himself over to Singapore, talking about that, the Las Vegas Sands over there, made his billions, I don't know, that with a B, you know, on gambling in Las Vegas and then Macau. But Israel is where his fortune is most acutely felt. Wow. To take just one example, Israel Haun, or Israel Today, the two-year-old right-wing free daily newspaper that Adelson founded and funds, currently leads Israel's circulation battle with 35% of the readers. I'm widely known over there. As the independent UK reported, Israel Haun is such a strong backer of the prime minister that its critics call it Biviton, a play on the name of Benjamin Netanyahu. the Prime Minister. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So again, off this article, Mini Anvil, we're looking into Sheldon Adelson. I'd suggest you do so as well, by the way. Let me take a look at this critter. This guy's something else. What a piece of work. Anyway, every photograph I've ever seen of this puke, this guy looks like he's either about to pass gas or already has done it in his shorts. I mean, you think Winston Churchill had a mug. This guy's got a mug to die for or to be afraid of. Anyway, as the Independent UK reported, Israel Chaim is such a strong backer of the prime minister that its critics calls it Bibiton, a play. Oh, excuse me. I'm all wrong here. That's Bibiton. Yeah, because they all would call him Bibi. Yeah, that's Benjamin Netanyahu. His nickname is Bibi. Okay. Anyway, the prime minister, like many leaders in Israel, is a close friend of the Jewish billionaire Adelson, who is a self-professed Zionist bitterly opposed to a two-state solution. That's just time to back up the trucks, you know. They're nothing but bare brute animals. Round them up. Get all those Palestinians off of Israeli land, right? A bitterly opposed to a two-state solution. Adelson reportedly planned on investing $180 million in Israel. Chaim. In the United States, Adelson, the head of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, has been described as the richest man people have never heard of. Yeah, I mean, you know, you take a look at this guy. He's really evil. All right, if there was such a thing as evil. And you look at somebody else, you know, like the bow tie boy, Warren Buffett. I mean, every time you see Warren Buffett, you know, he kind of looks like, you know, somebody you'd see downtown in the cafe, maybe the town barber or something, little bow tie and all that. This guy Adelson looks like a mobster, probably is too. But again, the richest man people have never heard of. The same cannot be said for Israel. Adelson has given hundreds of millions of dollars to right-wing and Zionist causes and also philanthropy in Israel and also here. Yeah. Check it out. See how much they give to Abe Foxman every year in AIPAC. Adelson was one of the leading donors to President Bush's re-election campaign for 2004. You ever wondered why they kept quiet on the 9/11 live burning sacrifice visited upon New York and Washington, D.C.? Well, Adelson paid the hush money, I guess. Besides, the billionaire brothers, David and Charles Koch, Adelson has few peers in regards to funding right-wing groups. Yeah, right-wing, all right. Regardless of where one stands on Adelson's signature issues, it's hard to argue in favor of the way in which he wields his money to spread his political views. His money has become a powerful weapon for controversial and, in some cases, maligned causes. When Adelson was merely rich, he wrote checks for the causes he favored and for politicians whom he supported, wrote Connie Bruck in an exhaustive New Yorker profile published in 2008. Occasionally, he demanded to be heard, but he did not expect to play a significant role in U.S. foreign policy or in Israel's strategic decisions or in the fate of a sitting Israeli prime minister. That was before he acquired many billions of dollars. His political expenditures and his expectations have increased proportionately. As Bruck reported, in Israel, political, academic, and business leaders often turn mum at the mention of Adelson. Probably get whacked. Okay? There is, quote, this quote, there is a discernible amount of self-censorship going on. They do a lot of that, you know. This guy, Avi Lifkin, last night interviewed at another network, was making all kinds of hairball claims, you know. He was talking about, well, you know, if those battleships that the Iranians are sending, you know, come up through the Suez Canal and they come off the shore of Israel and they start firing missiles into Israel, it'll touch off a firestorm. This morning in the news, Iran has no intention of sending those vessels through there. I don't know. I guess the guy's just making gray hay off of nothing. A preacher traveling around the United States, dialoguing the Christian churches into consensus with Israel. Interesting fellow. But continuing here, everybody in Israel is mum about Adelson. Adelson rarely gives interviews. And when he does, they're narrowly focused ones to financial press. In the Forbes regular ranking, Adelson currently stands as the 13th richest American and the 73rd richest person in the world. So he's not at the top of the pile. He's the foundation of the pile. His net worth is $14.7 billion, below his pre-crash high, but still well above the Las Vegas Sands nadir. When its price almost touched a dollar, it's now close to $40. That's the value of the stock. Adelson, the son of a Lithuanian immigrant and cab driver in Boston. Isn't it amazing how they always come up through the rag business? They pick themselves up, you know, by their bootstraps and rise to billions. I mean, they've been doing this a long time. All right, this is what they do. Pretty interesting. But back into the discussion a little bit further here. As the computer refreshes and gives me even smaller print. Oh, my goodness, here we are. The son of a Lithuanian immigrant and cab driver in Boston borrowed $200 from an uncle to sell newspapers on street corners at age 12. I didn't have an uncle that would loan me $200 when I was 12. He started a candy vending machine operation. God, I've heard this story. Attended trade school to become a court reporter and then entered the Army. His entrepreneurship led him to start many businesses. I wonder how much time they spent shooting craps in the army on the blanket in the barracks. And the one that broke it open was Comdex, an independence trade show he launched in Las Vegas in 79. Soon he got into casinos, and you can find all of this up on the website Wikipedia. But continuing here, it says, in recent years, Adelson and his company have faced at least three lawsuits involving their original efforts to secure gaming licenses in Macau. In court, he has also gone after journalists on several occasions, suing them for libel by the London Daily Mail, the Las Vegas Sun, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, with mixed results. So that's why everybody keeps their mouths shut about Sheldon Adelson, except me. Anyway, let's go over here and look at the Deutsche Börse. This doesn't get your shorts in a bunch. Nothing's going to. Again, you can find the website Deutsch. It's like German, all right? Deutsch. Deutsche Börse. D-E-U-T-C-H-E hyphen B-O-E-R-S-E .com. The Deutsche Börse .com. Dirtbag and otherwise. But rather interesting here, because they show some of the business combinations that the Deutsche Börse AG and the New York Stock Exchange Euronext underwrite here. One of these is this one that we talked about yesterday, Clearstream, and it says Clearstream's activity figures, and you can click on that and you'll get more. But in January, the value of assets under custody held on behalf of customers registered an increase of 8% to 11.4 trillion euro. Did that number slide by you? Clearstream? This is this money laundering thing we talked about yesterday, valued 11.4 trillion euro. Wow.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving, When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And here's another article out of the chat room. Thanks again, 10K, for dredging this one up. You know, the fastest guy on the computer. Anyway, it's amazing. This one off out of the New Yorker, all right? Last October, Sheldon Adelson, the gaming multi-billionaire, accompanied a group of Republican donors to the White House to meet with George W. Bush. Now, this is a June 30th of 2008 article, The Brass Ring, a multi-billionaire's relentless quest for global influence. Remember, we talk about the brass ring of power, all right? The brass ring of power. Man, once you get it in your heart, you know, to have your hand on that ring, just about nothing will stop you. They wanted to talk to the president. That would be Jorge the Bush, the shrub. They wanted to talk to the president about, of course, Israel. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, or kind of Sleazy Rice, organizing a major conference in the United States in an effort to restart the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, and her initiative had provoked consternation among many rightward-leaning American Jews and their Christian evangelical allies. Most, Christian evangelical there, underline that, most had seen Bush as a reliable friend of Israel. Ask the people in Iraq and Afghanistan, they'll tell you. And now Egypt. And one who had not pressured Israel to pursue the peace process. Adelson, that's important. Bush did not pressure Israel to pursue the peace process. Adelson, who is 74, owns two of Las Vegas's giant casino resorts, the Venetian and the Palazzo. Palazzo, all right, the Venetian and the Palazzo. And you can just browse them up. Take a look for yourself. The Venetian and the Palazzo. Awesome development there. From a architectural and lighting engineering standpoint, they're beautiful. The Venetian and the Palazzo. And is the third richest person in the United States. Now, he slipped since 2008 to 7th, right? And according to Forbes magazine, he is fiercely opposed to the two-state solution. You see, this has been a, this is a, this is obviously a banner issue for him, all right? Ever since 2008. And we find it in this other article today as well, all right? Fiercely opposed to a two-state solution, and he contributed so generously to Bush's re-election campaign that he qualified as a Bush pioneer. And we heard about the pilgrims yesterday, pilgrim. A short, rotund man with sparse reddish hair, red-headed stepchild, and a pale countenance that colors when he's angered, or ruddy in the face, you know, Noah fellow here, has to be a descendant of Shem that way. You see when you say it like that. Adelson protested to Bush that Rice was thinking of her legacy, not the president's, and that she would ruin him if she continued to pursue this disastrous course. Then, as Adelson later told an acquaintance, Bush put one arm around his shoulder and another around that of his wife, Miriam. Miriam. Check that one out in your Bible, who was born in Israel, and said to her, quote, "You tell your prime minister that I need to know what's right for your people, because at the end of the day, it's going to be my policy, not Condi's. But I can't be more Catholic than the Pope." The White House denies this account. "But I can't be more Catholic than the Pope." What's he saying? You tell your prime minister that I need to know what's right for your people, because at the end of the day, it's going to be my policy, not Condi's. But I can't be more Catholic than the Pope. Oh, well, study that one. Perhaps this exchange contributed to a growing resolve on Adelson's part to try to force the Israeli prime minister, Ehud Olmert, out of office. Adelson and Olmert had been friendly since the 1990s, when Olmert was a member of the hardline Likud party. Of course, this fellow Avi Lifkin, this Israeli rabbi in Pennsylvania and a traveling preacher in America, is also former Likud party. Continuing. Amazing, these things. Amazing. When Olmert was a hardline member of the Likud party, Olmert became prime minister in January of 2006, following Ariel Sharon's stroke. It's like Jewish lightning in a test tube, probably. He, like Sharon, came to recognize the inexorability of the Jewish-Arab demographic trends. Now, of course, this Avi Lifkin, his hypothesis is that the United States is going to be taken over by the Islamos, and they're going to make this an Islamic country, and they'll do it within 20 years. And that the process might get started within the next 6 months. And that if we were really to do a demographic analysis here, we would find that we'd already been overrun by Muslims, and we should expect to see camels on the streets of New York anytime soon, I suppose. Wow. Very interesting. But apparently, they're just going to overrun us. All right? And maybe through the EB-5 visa program, they could. I don't know. We'll have to see. But continuing from the discussion here, he, like Sharon, came to recognize, again, the inexorability of the Jewish-Arab demographic trends. Olmert declared that a two-state solution was the only way of preserving Israel as a democratic state with a Jewish majority. See, that may have been Olmert's decline, because Adelson doesn't agree with that. That's why you have to be mum in Israel. And he said that he was ready to negotiate with the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. Adelson saw Olmert's actions as a betrayal of principle. He had long wanted to see the Likud's Benjamin Netanyahu returned as prime minister, but a revived peace process gave that new goal urgency. Adelson opposed both Olmert and the peace conference, which was held in Annapolis in late November. The Zionist Organization of America, the ZOA, to which Adelson is a major contributor, ran a full-page ad in the Times. That would be the New York Times. Headlined, Secretary Rice, and these are all caps, don't promote a state for Palestinians while their Ten Commandments promote terrorism and Israel's destruction. They bring that out all the time, you know, as if they uphold the Ten Commandments in Ashkenaziville. The Ten Commandments refer to the constitutions of Fatah, Abbas party, Osama bin Laden, Osama been forgotten for a long time, and Hamas would be proud of Abbas's faith, Fatah constitution, the ad stated. 2 weeks before the start of the conference, a Washington, D.C. think tank that shares office space and several board members with the Republican Jewish Coalition, another organization to which Adelson makes significant contributions, circulated an article on its listserv, which asserted, quote, Olmert is now chasing peace with the Palestinians at all costs in a desperate attempt to secure his place in world history. In an interview with the Jewish Telegraphic Agency news service, Adelson was even more disparaging about Olmert's motivation. Olmert has faced several corruption investigations, all focused on the period before he became prime minister. Adelson suggested that Olmert was trying to divert public attention from them and was making concessions to the Palestinians in order to stay out of jail. Well, so much more could be said about that. So he's a person of interest, certainly one that you might want to keep on your radar screen and not let out of your sight. There's just a whole ton and a bunch going on in regards to this Boris exchange collaboration. Papal States can't be any more Catholic than the Pope. What are we talking about? The Papal States, the Papal State of the Church, or the Pontifical States. This is off of Wikipedia. The Stato Ecclesiato, of course, these evangelicals, you know. The Papal States comprise territories under direct sovereign rule of the papacy. We'll find out more about that right after this.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, not being able to out-pope the Pope or out-Catholic the Pope, Jorge Bush, you know, in these discussions, was willing to give everything up to whatever was limited, whatever the limits were extended by his master over there in Rome. And he's the guy that he bows down, kisses his toes to, and all that green Pope and stuff. Well, the Papal States comprise territories under direct sovereign rule of the papacy. And at its height, it covered most of the modern Italian regions of Romagna, Marche, Umbria, and Lazio. This governing power is commonly called the temporal power of the Pope as opposed to his ecclesiastical primacy. The plural, papal states, is usually preferred. The singular papal state, equally correct since it was not a mere personal union, is rather used, normally with lowercase letters, for the modern state of Vatican City, the state of Vatican City, an enclave within Italy's national capital, Rome. Vatican City was founded in 1929, again allowing the Holy See the political benefits of territorial sovereignty. And of course, you can see that we shared yesterday right off of the the long list of the Pilgrim Society, where we found the Queen of England. Up there is the one that gives the marching instructions to all of the pilgrims, that she holds more land on the planet's surface than does the Pope, anyway. Hard to say, though. Go back to the Magna Carta and bring it forward from there and look at all the various treaties that were signed. Hard to say who owns what and when and how. hard to say. Origins, the main article, Duchy of Rome. It would, however, be wrong to suppose that all papal claims of secular jurisdiction, taxation, and service, etc. Service, watch that one now. Watch that one now. That's the the servants of the high priest, were exactly defined, or that they applied with equal force all over a large region of central Italy, that local warlords or others readily conceded obedience to Rome. This was no modern state, yet equivalent to the contemporary strong monarchies of France and England, force of tradition and forceful possession accounted more than written deeds or donations. So again, you just have to follow the money. And when Cristobal Colombo came over here and he stuck his, you know, standard in the soil and claimed this area for Ferdinand and Isabella, that was one of the three most common forms of gaining property. And we go through, come down a little bit further. Don't see Adelson in the list of pilgrims. He's not one of the pilgrims. Acheson, Dean Acheson is. Lord Acton, who's still alive at the time of this writing, is. Julius Adler is. Herbert Aldrich is. Oh, there are so many more Andersons and so on. But we come down to William Waldorf Astor. Born 1848, lived until 1919. He's another one of these pilgrims, honey. All right. I dropped this wikicompany.org website. wikicompany.org/wiki/911:knights_of_Malta article in the website yesterday. William Waldorf Astor. I believe at least, here's a quote, I believe at least five Astors are now members of the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrims had recently included David Astor, John Jacob Astor VIII, and William Waldorf Astor III, and during the 1970s, Baron Astor of Hever. Remember yesterday I mentioned how the Astors and so many of the others, you know, once they got into their second generation of wealth, they would go over and they would look someplace in Europe for a convenient marriage. I mean, what do you do with all your daughters anyway? Well, you send them around and they marry counts and barons and things like that. Then they get castles and stuff, and that's fun. That way you can feel like you're part of the nobility. And, of course, you could become a pilgrim. And some did, including the Astors. Baron Astor of Hever was the president of the London branch of the Pilgrims. You just can't seem to break the tie between the city of London and the city of New York. This implies that Astor of Hever was at least the next level up in the chain of command. The higher levels started creating innocent-sounding cover organizations to hide their meetings behind it. In 1901, the Astors contributed toward the creation of the Pilgrim Society, which was the cover organization for American and British six-degree princes of the Illuminati. I believe at least five Astors are now members of the Pilgrim Society. The American and British six-degree princes of the Illuminati, rather interesting. And then it goes on, lists all the rest of the Astors and so many others. Gets into the Biddles, you know, and talks about them, the Binghams, more and more and more, and the Bushes, and more and more and more. Just kind of glancing down through this lengthy list, trying to find another long bio. Here we go. Here's one. William Stamps Farish III, born in 1939. The Bush-Farish axis had begun back in 1929. In that year, the Harriman Bank bought the Dresser Industries, supplier of oil pipeline couplers to Standard and other companies. Prescott Bush became a director and financial czar of Dresser, installing his Yale classmate Neil Malon, or Malon, as chairman. George Bush would later name one of his two sons after the Dresser executive, William Stamps Farish III. It's unusual. This is one of the people that is not listed in the reverse order. Anyway. William S. Farish was the main organizer of the Humble Oil Company of Texas, which Farish merged into the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey. But Farish built up to the Humble Standard empire of pipelines and refineries in Texas, and hence the West Texas crude. Bush and Farish, when George Bush was elected vice president in 1980, Texas mystery man William Will Stamps Farish II took over management of all of George Bush's personal wealth in a blind trust. Known as one of the richest men in Texas, Will Farish keeps his business affairs under the most intense secrecy. Only the source of his immense wealth is known, not its employment, not how he uses it. Will Farish has long been Bush's closest friend and confidant. He is also the unique private host to Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. Farish owns and boards the studs which mate with the Queen's mares. This is her public rationale when she comes to America and stays in Farish's house. Queen Elizabeth II, William Stamps Farish III, under the same roof, watching their ponies mate, I guess. For Farish's own family fortune was made in the same Hitler project. Well, President Bush can count on Will Farish not to betray the violent secrets surrounding Bush family money. For Farish's own family fortune was made in the same Hitler project in a nightmarish partnership with George Bush's father. I wonder what Diana Spingola's research would indicate on this. On March the 25th of 1942, U.S. Attorney General Thurman Arnold announced that William Stamps Farish, the grandfather of the president's money manager, had pled, quote, no contest to charges of criminal conspiracy with the Nazis. Farish was the principal manager of a worldwide cartel between Standard Oil, Company of New Jersey, and the IG Farben concern. Whether this is good news or bad news is to be determined. Again, so much nonsense out there about the Nazis sometimes. The merged enterprise had opened the Auschwitz slave camp on June the 14th, 1940, to produce artificial rubber and gasoline from coal. And they were doing a lot of that. You remember the gas wagons? You've heard about those in the horror stories, right? The Holocaust hoax. The gas wagons. Well, they were burning, you know, they were burning coal oil, honey. The Hitler government supplied political opponents and Jews as slaves, workers, who were worked to near death and then murdered. Oh, my God. Whoever wrote this thing needs to do their homework. Arnold disclosed that Standard Oil of New Jersey, later known as Exxon, of which Farish was the president and the chief executive, had agreed to stop hiding from the United States patents for artificial rubber, which the company had provided to the Nazis. Well, more on that, you know, artificial rubber was important during the World Wars. Here's another one of these guys. Charles Ronald Llewellyn Guthrie, Lord Guthrie, the Baron Guthrie of Craigbunk, 1938 forward, still alive, apparently. He's part of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, Knight of Malta. And again, we're just going through some of the pilgrims. You can find all these guys. This is an alphabetical listing. Maybe there's someone that you're researching in your own work and you want to find out more about them. You can go to wikicompany.org and find this chart, this list of all these Knights of Malta and others. This is just part of the list of things. Again, this Charles Ronald Llewellyn Guthrie, the SMOC or SMOM, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, Knight of Malta, N.M. Rothschild and Sons representative to the Trilateral Commission. Curious, isn't it? Right. The SAS commander, defense staff chief, the gold stick to the Queen. What's a gold stick to the Queen? Interesting. And part-time unofficial warmonger for the Anglo-Saxon Empire. And it continues, talks about more about William Averill Harriman, the brutal dictator Joseph Stalin with his financier, Averill Harriman, member of the Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, Knights of Pythias, Skull and Bones, Psi Epsilon, etc., etc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so let's keep in mind that, little Timmy Geithner there, Secretary of the Treasury, is the head, the president of this Pilgrim Society, or at least he was at the time of this article writing. And so he keeps rather interesting company, but he gets his royal orders from the Queen. But we shouldn't be too surprised then to find in the long list, and it's long, it's huge, we shouldn't be too surprised then to find Heinz Henry Alfred Kissinger on the list of members of the Pilgrims. He's also a member of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. He's a Shriner Freemason, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Committee of 300, the Bilderberger, and P2. Yep, P2. Henry Heinz Kissinger's former Secretary of State, NSA, USA, genocidal war criminal, Vatican Court Jew. This must have been written by Eric John Phelps. He uses that papal court Jew thing a lot. Continuing... All over suspicious pre-1911 movements, blah, blah, blah. There's lots of links in here. Kissinger to serve as a papal advisor, Nobel Peace Prize winner, Google links, Kissinger Associates, his business, and more links. Deborah Kissinger must be his wife. Episcopal Catholic activities. A lot of them hiding that Episcopal faith. The Anglican Convention, about as close as you can get to Catholicism and still call yourself not a Catholic. But anyway... There's a gob and a bunch more of these guys in there. Lots of photographs and things with Kissinger, with the Pope. Lots and lots of people on this list. Let's see if we can find another big one here. How about John Davison Rockefeller Jr.? Another one of these pilgrims guys. That'd be John D. Rockefeller Jr., trustee of the Peking Union Medical College in 1921. John D. Rockefeller, the first, the mayor, donor to the college. Is in the center, blah, 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 more and more there. Let's see if we can find another big article in this huge list. Now let's go down here. Now we're at it. Sovereign Military of Malta, the Grand Masters, the list of Grand Masters, Knights of the Hospitaller. The Sovereign Council of the Order of Malta is the government of the order. It is composed of the Grand Master, the holders of the four high offices, the Grand Commander, the Grand Chancellor, the Grand Hospitaller, and the Receiver of the Common Treasure, and six other members. Apart from the Grand Master, they are elected by the Charter or Chapter General by a majority of the knights present. The Sovereign Council is called by the Grand Master and meets at the seat of the order at least six times a year and whenever special circumstances require it. All right? And once again, we're not dealing with the schleps here. These are very influential people. Here's let's just drop down to Andrew Bertie. Andrew Bertie. Andrew Willoughby Ninian Bertie. He died in 2008. Born in 1929, he was the 78th Sovereign Military Order of Malta Grand Master. His full title is His Most Eminent Highness Fra Andrew Willoughby Ninian Bertie, Prince and Grand Master of the Sovereign Military Hospitaller Order of St. John of Jerusalem, of Rhodes, and of Malta, Most Humble Guardian of the Poor of Jesus Christ. If you can believe that. All right. He is never married. He had never married. I should put this in past tense. He had never married and had a younger brother. He was distantly related to Queen Elizabeth II. Fra Andrew was born in London, the son of the Hun. Excuse me. The son of the Honorable James Bertie. The son of the 7th Earl of Abingdon. Then Lady Jean Crichton Stewart. The daughter of the Marquess of Bute. He was educated at the Premier Catholic British School, Ambleton College, and graduated in modern history from Christ Church, that would be Oxford. He also attended the School of Oriental and African Studies of the University of London. From 1948 to 1950, he carried out military service in the Scots Guard, becoming a commissioned officer in 1949. After a short experience of in the commercial sector, he taught modern languages, particularly French and Spanish, for 23 years at Worth Abbey School, a Benedictine Roman Catholic high school in Sussex, England. Andrew was admitted to the Sovereign Military Order of Malta in 1956. He took perpetual vows and in 1981 became a religious member. He has contributed to the government of the order since 1981 and died again in 2008 as a member of the Sovereign Council. And in April of 1988, he was elected the 78th Grand Master. He is a Hospitaller of the Sanctuary of Lourdes. He succeeded the late Fra Angelo di Morgiana, the distinguished Milanese nobleman who had served the order as Grand Master since 1962 and accomplished a great deal of modernization to its organization. More than conspiracy theories, these are actual people. People that have done much. Hard to say that they've done much good. Matthew Festing, he was the 79th Grand Master, Sovereign Military Order of Malta Grand Master, and he began in 2008, so he took over for this other fellow. Knights of Malta secretly elect Englishmen as the new Grand Master. And we had a prohibition one time, still do, I guess, if you hold up the Constitution, mean anything to anybody, against holding titles of foreign nobility, you know, and all that. How's it possible, the little Timmy, being mixed up with this crowd, is allowed to serve in the capacity that he does? How does he have access, you know, to the monetary policy here, the Federal Reserve? What's going on when you see little Timmy on TV and he's kind of bumbling and he's got the shifty look of a ferret in his eyes, tapping his toes, fidgeting, adjusting his tie, looking back and forth like he's trapped when he's got a camera pointed at him? How does this guy continue in office? How did he get elected in the first place? How was he appointed in the first place? How was he approved by Congress? Well, largely because Congress supports this kind of direction. A lot of congressmen. Alan Keyes is a member, by the way, of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. Yeah. a lot of the same people are involved in this organization. You think these people represent you or me? You think the established two-party political system is a good deal and we ought to have a continuation of the party system? You think there's any representation going on? Really? The Knights of Malta, again, elected this guy Matthew Feasting. In a secret and swift election, the Knights of Malta elected an Englishman as their 79th Grand Master, Matthew Feasting, who had been the Knights Grand Prior of England, and was chosen on March the 11th to replace Andrew W.N. Bertie, who died in February. Feasting, 59, will head the world's oldest chivalric order founded in the 11th century. These are knights, nobility here. The oldest chivalric order. Titles of nobility, you betcha. Founded in the 11th century, he is only the second Englishman to hold the post of Grand Master. Bertie was the first. Feasting, an expert in art and history, joined the Knights in 1977 and in 1991 became a professed knight, taking religious vows. God only knows what religion they worship. He is a descendant of Blessed Adrian Fortescue, a knight of Malta, who was martyred in the 16th century as head of the English priory. Feasting organized humanitarian assistance missions to Lebanon and Kosovo and led a delegation on the order's annual pilgrimage with the sick to the Lourdes. The election of a Grand Master is a major event in Rome. 50 electors representing the 12,500 male and female members of the order filed into the Knights Villa on Rome's Aventine Avenue or Aventine Hill, wearing their distinctive robes decorated with the Maltese cross. 12,500 male and female members of the order. The election, which began with a mass, I guess we know where the loyalties lie now, had similarities to a papal conclave. The Grand Master had to be chosen from among the order's approximately 50 professed knights. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So I kind of just throw this out for your consideration. We look at the tie between this New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and this Deutsche Börse AG, all tied up again with this Clearview, which happens to be a clearinghouse, which happens to be tied up with the Institute for, the Institute for Works of Religion, money laundering schemes in the Vatican and the highest places. This is this new creation here, this Deutsche Börse and all that. This is the banks. And it's just happening like as if it was, you know, just Thursday. No one seems to notice. No one seems to care. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.